Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
More Americans are switching to electric vehicles, and that reduces carbon emissions. But it also adds, well, it adds headaches over where people can charge their EVs, especially in cities. Now, the infrastructure law the president signed recently calls for nearly $8 billion in charging stations. Thing is, it focuses on highways, to the angst of urban early adopters. Jordan Pascal of member station WAMU reports.
Eric Ellsworth recently moved to Washington, D.C. from Massachusetts. He brought his family's 2020 plug-in electric minivan to his new row house on Capitol Hill. At his old place, he ran a cord from his porch to his driveway, an easy plug-in. Now he only has street parking, and getting a charging cable out to his vehicle is a little more complicated.
I ran that out there and out the window, so I had to tape down the window because the window won't close fully.
This is quite the setup. Ellsworth, like many EV owners in our urban area, has had to jerry-rig his charging situation.
The moment of kind of inspiration was when I was like, oh, I can just run this thing up into this tree and then down to that there signpost, and things will work.
Then that plug goes over the van roof and into the port. And that's all if he can get a spot in front of his house. Not as easy as pulling into a driveway. Other people in this situation run a cord across their sidewalk and throw a mat or ramp over it, a solution DC's transportation department discourages because of tripping and accessibility issues. Many other EV owners specifically make shopping runs to Costco or Whole Foods, where they have cheap or free chargers. Some ask to use a neighbor's charging station for a few hours a day. But these creative and sometimes inconvenient solutions show there's a lot left to figure out. Here's Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm at a recent press conference.
The future is electric, and this administration is moving toward it at lightning speed. But we're not going to go electric fast enough if we don't have the ability to eliminate range anxiety for people and to be able to have them plug in wherever they live, wherever they work, wherever they want to head.
By 2030, half of the vehicles automakers create will be electric, and popularity is expected to explode. Phil Mendelson is one of those new owners. He bought a Chevy Volt last year despite living in a row house with no easy way to charge. He charges his vehicle whenever he's out and about.
So today, for example, I had a meeting with some folks out of the office, and I know they have charging in their building garage, but it is a challenge, and I'm willing to put up with it, but some people may not be.
But unlike most people, Mendelson has a role to play in setting policy. He's chair of the D.C. Council.
I think the city is moving too slowly. With the federal bill, we're going to see even more stimulus for EV. And really, the biggest impediment is the charging. There's no reason why we can't have it much more prevalent.
The infrastructure bill will largely focus on building a charging network along highways to start. That means it will be up to cities to determine how best to serve urban neighborhoods. In Kansas City, Missouri, officials are starting a pilot project this summer to create charging stations at 50 streetlights across the city. But Mariam Bualig of the Metropolitan Energy Center says they're running into a number of challenges. There's issues with wiring, and some streetlights are too old to be used as chargers.
This is a great tool that can serve a lot of people, but it also doesn't serve a lot of people. I mean, most obvious examples being those without streetlights.
In a separate pilot, the nonprofit is installing community chargers in small rural towns like Ottawa and Osawatomie, Kansas. Sven Thiessen, a longtime consultant on green tech, took matters into his own hands at his home in Silicon Valley. He installed a curbside charger for anyone to use for free back in 2011. Back then, there was no permitting process, so he
dug a hole underneath the sidewalk and put the electrics in.
He asked forgiveness instead of permission.
There was both chastisement, but also a number of people saying, we needed to do this. That may have been the only path to take.
Later, he got approval when Palo Alto created that type of permit months later.
The good news is, now that it has been done, a number of cities have emulated it and made it not that difficult to do.
Here's his main suggestion for quick EV adoption. Build regular outdoor plugs everywhere you can, especially in new and renovated apartments and condos.
Lots of cities are thinking about this. And the first place to start, it's the lowest hanging fruit, and it's so boring, is building codes.
Eric Ellsworth, who has the cords strung up in the trees, wants the district to figure out their building codes fast. Days after our interview, he got an anonymous, nasty note in his door. It was written on a pamphlet titled Public Space Responsibilities of Homeowners. The handwritten note read, "Running power through a public tree isn't going to fly."
Yeah, sure, the city can say, no, don't do that. But until somebody comes up with an answer, people are going to continue to do it. And they're going to have to, like, accelerate something that works.
Ellsworth says he's going to keep his charging set up for now until he gets something more official telling him to stop. In the meantime, there just aren't too many other good options. For Here and Now, I'm Jordan Pascal.